You're listening to Vatican Radio. On Sunday morning, Pope Francis leaves the Georgian capital Tbilisi and flies east, headed for Baku, the Azerbaijani capital and largest city on the Caspian Sea. There he'll meet with Sheikh Alashukur Pashadzadeh, head of the majority Muslim community, which makes up around 85% of this rapidly developing nation. He'll take part in an interreligious encounter with leaders of all the faith groups there, but he'll also celebrate Mass at the only Catholic parish in the country, which serves the few hundred local and foreign members of this tiny community. Pope John Paul II set up the mission in Baku, run by Salesian priests and supported by Sisters of Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity, just ahead of his own historic pastoral visit to the former Soviet nation in 2002. As head of the Vatican's Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, Cardinal Fernando Filoni looks after this tiny Catholic community today. He talked to me about the significance of Pope Francis's visit there. Catholics in Azerbaijan number just a few hundred, a tiny community. What is the significance of the Pope's visit there?
Two levels. The first level is inviting the Holy Father by the government, repeating and expecting what John Paul II visit brought there, which opened the presence in a very, very structural form, the presence of the Catholics in Azerbaijan. And the second is religious. It means a word to all the components of Azerbaijan, meaning the Muslim, Shia Muslim, they are the great majority, the Christians, Orthodox, belonging to the Russian Church, Orthodox Church, and also others. For the Catholics, of course, this visit, meaning the Holy Father does not think that only the big community will have the interest, the personal interest, but also the small one, because all the communities, and especially those who are a small one, certainly have a place in the heart of the Church and the Holy Father. And I think this small community will appreciate and they will treasure the presence of the Holy Father, especially because they are not far from the heart of the Church of the Holy Father. They are in the center, although they are a small one.
What is the relationship like between this tiny community and the vast majority of Muslims there today? You visited, didn't you, in 2012?
Yes, the relationship is very, very good. I noted it when I have been there. The leaders, the chief of the Muslim community, the Archbishop Alexander, Russian Orthodox, and our prefect, they have a meeting quite frequently. So I think are very good. Of course, we consider that the big majority of the people are Muslim, so we consider and respect them. But I remember very well how important was also my visit to the chief of the Muslim community, Sheikh Alashukur Pashazadeh, who is the president of this Muslim community, together also with the president of the Hebraic community, Yadaev. So I think it's ideal in some way. Although the government is controlling and taking consideration for all religions, but among the religions there is a quite very important, good relationship.
You mentioned this challenge of working under government control. How much freedom does the Catholic community, or more broadly, the Christian community, have?
The control is just to maintain a peaceful relationship. But freedom to practice is up to them. So the government does not control the freedom of belonging or the freedom of exercising rights, religious rights. So from this point of view, I have to say that I found quite a very good atmosphere, and the relationship, as I said, are also very, very good.
We heard Pope Francis in Armenia recently calling for peace between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region. How much do you think will his voice be heard, as he's likely to make that same appeal again, isn't he?
I am sure the Holy Father will appeal again, also in Azerbaijan, his appeal for peace, for understanding, for comprehension, for solving the problems through contact and the relationship. I am sure the Holy Father will present also in Azerbaijan the same feeling. And this is, at least, we'll try to low down the tensions. Also, recently, have been erased there.
My thanks to Cardinal Fernando Filoni, Prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples.